So the inquiry is just how is your sense of self different today compared to 2.5 years ago? So it is the same question that we've been answering now. Think about not just what you take your, like, think about what you take yourself to be. Think about what you believe about yourself. Think about how you relate to yourself. Think about what emotions you have in relationship to yourself. Also think about if there is something that you thought were you 2.5 years ago, and today you say, I have no idea why I thought that was me, because it isn't. Like, for example, when we talk about maybe 2.5 years, like with big emotions, right? Maybe 2.5 years ago, I don't know, I'm not talking about anyone in particular here, but maybe somebody would think that they were an angry person, and they've discovered that they're actually not. Maybe they feel anger sometimes, but they realize they're not an angry person. Or maybe think about some of these self-identities that were maybe very precious to you 2.5 years ago, and now you're like, meh, right? Maybe 2.5 years ago it was very important to you to be a good person, and today you go like, yeah, you know, I'm a bit crap sometimes, right? It's like, maybe I'm not, you know. Or maybe you just don't think about that anymore. So sometimes these self-images, self-concepts that were very important to you, maybe you'll discover, actually, I haven't thought about them for a year, right? Maybe you used to see yourself as a successful person, and now that doesn't really figure anymore. It's not something you think about anymore. And think about what we were talking about here. Maybe your sense of self has become much more fluid. Maybe it's much harder for you to define what kind of person you are. When people like say, ask you what kind of person you are, you go, I don't know. Like, which day are we talking about? Or which moment are we talking about? Or is it now? Is it 5 minutes ago? I don't know. Depends. So just a general exploration. And I think also the thing about how traumatic experiences can sometimes be part of a person's identity. I was recently, last week, I was external examiner on the final exams for a bunch of Gestalt therapists. And there was one of them who had been working with pain. And so the final exam consisted of a session that they were doing with somebody and an assignment they had written. And the assignment that one of them had written was about pain. And it was very interesting to see that one of the things that really changed there is whether people identify with the pain or the pain is just something they have. And I think this is very true for traumatic experiences, for chronic pain, for certain big emotions, and so on. So, in general, just a reflection on how has your sense of self, how is it different today than it was 2.5 years ago? And I'll put you in groups of three, because I think it will be very nice to have a little more community in that way. And hear multiple people talking. And let's say 10, 10, 10, and that means half an hour in total. And that means we come back, or let's say 8, 8, 8. That's 24 minutes in total. And then we come back at the top of the hour. Enjoy.